A new report released today highlights shortcomings of the private water company that dealt with the Elk River spill in 2014. Because of the spill, 300,000 people were told not to use water for days. The report asserts that privately owned West Virginia American Water hasn't taken adequate measures to protect against potential disasters, nor invested enough into existing infrastructure, among other complaints. The report comes from Boston Action Research, a project of the Civil Society Institute. During a conference call with reporters, the lead author, energy analyst Grant Smith, called on national and state legislators to step in.
The best course of action for West Virginians is to assume public ownership and operation of the Charleston Regional Water System.
Smith's report points to Cincinnati's system as a potential model. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.